Welcome tonight to The Spell is Broken for Men. So let's settle in now. So it's a small group. There's eight of you who joined the class. And I really wanted this to be a small group because I wasn't sure how this was going to come through. I had gotten the inspiration to have this class about 2 months ago, and I had some hesitation of why would I, as a woman, present this class? I had the class four different times, four different evolutions of the class for women, and it was very powerful for the women. And as a woman, I felt totally aligned with everything that was going to come through. And then when I received the inspiration to have it for men, it took me a while to realize that it wasn't about me as a woman leading this or guiding it in ceremony, but that the Great Mother was the being who is our teacher tonight, our lover, our beautiful mother. And of course, she would want all of her children to receive the blessing that comes through this particular ceremony. But of course, I had to get myself out of the way and listen and learn and readjust that it's not about me, it's about the Great Mother. And I don't know how many times in my life, probably every single day, I have to readjust to remember that. And so that is where we start tonight with the idea, the concept, the understanding that this ceremony tonight, and it is a ceremony, it's about frequency, vibration, about working with unseen, unknown aspects of our humanity, of our being, that only a greater, luminous, loving consciousness can access. And so we begin resetting our being into a place of humility to remember our greater luminous self and the luminous realms that contain the wisdom and compassion and hold us in that womb of wisdom and compassion. And so take a moment to come into your heart and breathe. Release, move your shoulders, your neck, and feel your ribs expanding and your spine becoming more fluid. Settling into your body, into the body of the mother. As we enter the sacred doorway, into the ceremonial space. Beautiful. Become aware of your seat on your seat, starting to inhabit from within the space of your body and your physical consciousness. So the body is how we think of it as an object, the physical consciousness is how we relate as a living experience of embodiment. So the body is not an object, but it is your experience of being alive. It is your vehicle, your living, vibrant vehicle for experiencing physical consciousness, for experiencing what growth from a seed to a blossom to a tree, having roots connected to the vibrant living energy of the earth consciousness, experiencing how the earth is all about living energy, living and growing, living and growing, living and growing. And invite a little more relaxation into your body, into your awareness. Allowing more vibrancy and life force to circulate. Inhabit more of your being from within, sensing the internal space. The skin is only a very thin veil between the external world and your internal world. And so you have access to both the internal space of your physical consciousness and the external. But you may have been taught that you don't. Drop into the organs in your head, the brain, the sense organs. And this is not with the mind, but just kind of dropping into a space that may not be familiar, but you may have a sense of. And so we're connecting with the senses through the ears and the eyes and the nose and the mouth, sensing the tissues, the nerves, the fluids. The intelligence of physical consciousness. Again, a sense of this, just a whiff, a fragrance of this intelligence. Just that little bit can really blow us away. We'll continue with this releasing of the mental materialistic approach and shifting into a space that is that accesses the ceremonial realm rather than prevents access to it. And so this is kind of the introduction to the introduction, so that we're readying ourselves for this transmission. Feel yourself sitting there, feet on the ground. You're more spacious. The barrier between the within and the without is dissolving. You're freeing up your own personal, living, vital energy by relaxing, by quieting down, so we've been trained to believe that, you know, exercising hard, doing something that works our bodies, builds energy. Well, the alternative way of building energy is to relax and release into a greater flow. And we're not using energy to gain energy. So there's no negative result, net gain, net loss. There you go. So we're preparing to meet the Great Mother in her world. Instead of kind of squeezing her into our world, our materialistic view. And you might feel that urge to do something. And if you feel that, then invite yourself to release back into a softer, quieter space, starting to trust that. Invite the arms to soften and release. Sense your torso and the interior of the torso energetically. And that might come as a visual or an experience. The sound, the sense. Because if we experience ourselves energetically, that's when the boundaries of the physical dissolve into the background because everything is energy. And we can traverse an energetic universe. With fluidity and a sense of knowing and a sense of connection. A new kind of relationship with the world. Take a few more deeper breaths. Become aware of your legs. Including them in your spaciousness. Inviting the calf muscles to soften and release. Noticing the difference between how the right leg feels and the left leg feels in terms of relaxation or energy. They're usually very different until we get a full flow of vitality throughout the body. And everyone's doing a great job of sinking into this. And again, there's reminder that if we are to delve into the deeper reality, we need to let go and find a new relationship to the subtle world. And it's more direct, more experiential. We're not dismissing the thinking sense or the thought process that can be used to create structure for the energy. But we are dissolving the objectification of reality, the idea that our reality is outside of us and something outside of us. And in order to enter the world of the greater feminine wisdom and the Great Mother, we come into our hearts and into relation with all that is. There we go. The light's starting to come into the group now. Let's come down to our feet. And the chakras on the soles of the feet. All of you know this. The energy center just under the arch. We're going to allow that to activate with vital energy, living energy. As we are connected, like with an umbilical cord, to Mother Earth, with a constant supply of nutrients, love, blessings, and the essence of creation flowing through us. As we're creating more space for this flow, we're releasing the heavy energies that create suffering. Releasing history, releasing karma, releasing illusions. And we're approaching a state of coherence within each one of us. And when we come into coherence, we come into a vibratory relationship with the living energies and can be tuned. To greater wisdom, greater compassion, greater harmony. And it is in this state of coherence that we can discover, find the answers to our deepest questions about why we're here, what our purpose is. And connect to the greater guidance that feels more right. That arises as a knowing. And it may arise now, it may arise later, it might arise when you're in the shower or running or cooking or gardening, whatever you like to do. To surprise you, and to surprise you in a way that takes over your entire being so that knowing becomes a passion. And passion becomes a direction and becomes a love that you can't resist. Let's sit in this energy for a minute or two here. This allows each of us individually to relate to this universal luminous presence and adjust according to our own inclination and orientation. Ah, beautiful. Our circle is coming into a beautiful harmony and starting to breathe and have a harmonious heartbeat. While each of us sitting and seated in the thread of our being that reaches from earth to heaven. So the axis of the circle has been formed, and that's a laser beam of light in the center of our circle. And even though we reach from coast to coast, we've got California to Virginia, we are in a sacred circle now. And that circle has that center point. And from that center point, the axis forms a toroidal field that becomes its own galactic planetary system, where we become the living Merkaba, the sacred geometry of creation. And this prepares us to align with the ceremonial space. And it's a natural space. So you picture the Earth with its magnetic field, and you've seen those pictures where the axis goes through the middle and the energy flows out the top and around through the bottom, like the flow of a bar magnet. And it's that axis that generates a dynamic balance that maintains the planet's space, rotation, place in the galaxy in its own unique frequency. And each one of you is learning from the axis in the center of our sacred circle how to be in your own axis. The axis of the circle is broadcasting that frequency, and each of our beings is receiving that frequency on a vibratory level to teach us how to be our unique individual being connected to a greater cosmic reality, yet spinning individually, but in harmony with the greater reality. So when a sacred circle is established, and that axis, which the axis doesn't occur unless the people in the circle are settling into their own space, into their own receptive balanced state. It's not that some magic occurs and the axis is formed and then we vibrate to it. It is our participation in receiving, releasing, allowing ourselves to come into connection with this vital living energy that has all the intelligence of the cosmos universe in it. And we start coming into the activation of our own axis. And then the circle axis forms. And then there's a breath that goes between the central axis of the circle and the central axis of our being, and we become a constellation or a galaxy that is held together by a universal intelligence. And the energy is getting very strong here, so I hope you have some sense of it. Your hands might be activating, You might be feeling energy in your body or in around your body. You could be a little, maybe a little confused if you're still releasing from the mental looping we do. But I'm watching the total energy of the group. And so what I describe may not be your exact experience. You might have different words for it, which is great. You should have your own words, your own metaphors and similes for what this feels like. You should have your own experience of this. And we can each have our own individual experience. Sometimes when we're releasing, it's uncomfortable. Sometimes we're able to release into this very easily, and it's a softening and a falling into the arms of the Great Mother and just feeling held. But we can each have our own experience of this. And there is a greater intelligence that is also transmitting, beaming to us that is activating this deeper knowing within us. So you may not know that you're having that activated at certain points in the session tonight, but it is happening. And like I said, I've sat through sessions where I've been really uncomfortable and it's been hard to sit through. And then later on, all of a sudden, all this realization comes through and my body shifts and healing happens. And then I've sat through sessions where it was very comfortable, and in the moment I was able to be aware. So we can have different experiences as we're going through this, and all of them are okay. Invite you to just make yourself comfortable in the best way you can. And I always say this, if you don't have to listen to me, you can be tuned into the energy, you can be tuned in to yourself in a way. If the energy invites you to get sleepy, go ahead and release into that sleepiness. You'll come in and out. That sleepiness is a result of the shift from the habitual thinking state into a more luminous state. And the effect of releasing one and shifting to another, sometimes it's easier to make that shift if we go into a sleep state. And it's not really regular sleep like what you do at night, but it's a very deep mystical state, actually, where this transition occurs. And you may not know it. You may not feel like you're conscious, but you're still in a state that's being tuned and receiving very deep knowledge. So, however you're experiencing this, if anything's uncomfortable, return to your seat and feet. Your breath, your relaxation. If the mind gets too active, see if you can come to a awareness of your body and relax more muscles. Become aware of the lower part of your body, because we tend to feel like we're in the head when we're very mental. But see what you can do to quiet yourself down. Be quiet again for a few moments here so that you can sense into your space. We'll continue in silence for a little bit here because we're receiving an enormous, bountiful, generous flow from the luminous realms into our beings. So this has opened us up to, or opened up a deeper layer within our beings that now the luminous wisdom has access to. And within the matrix of our being, which is the energetic nervous system and the sacred geometric structures of our being, there can be areas where there's tears, where there's entanglement, where flow has created some dead space. And we have reached a space where that luminous presence can, in its wisdom, access that state of our being and do some repairs under the hood, basically, repairing torn areas, restoring flow to areas that have atrophied. How are we to know the greatness of our being? If these areas are not repaired and restored, it's a regenerative process that all of life has within it. So we're receiving the teaching of the regeneration that is built in to all of life. And we're receiving that knowledge on a vibratory level. Our being is remembering, reawakening this intrinsic knowledge. So one of the spells that has been woven through our culture, through the planetary age, is that we don't have the power for regeneration, that we have to look externally for that, which makes us vulnerable to manipulation, loss of power, illness, discomfort. Suffering. And so one of the first spells that's being broken and being transmitted vibrationally is the realization of the regenerative quality we have within us. Yeah, one time when we were doing a ceremony with the shaman from Peru, we were doing a shamanic journey to recognize and meet our spirit animal. And everyone had all these, you know, jaguars and tigers and eagles and great creatures. And mine was a salamander. And at first I was really disappointed that a salamander didn't seem so wondrous and great. But then I remembered what a salamander is capable of doing. A salamander is capable of regrowing their legs, regrowing their body if something is damaged or cut off. And so the salamander has the secret of regeneration. And I've learned a lot from the salamander. So that spell of believing that we have to depend on something external to feed us, to nourish us, to create our energy is one of the first spells that's being broken tonight. And again, this is being done on a vibrational frequency resonance level. And so we have to learn how to allow these attunements to seed within our being. Our being is recognizing the vibration, taking it in, and then we learn to find it, to discover it, to gestate that transmission so that it becomes a reality in our being and in our life. So gestation is the accompanying quality to regeneration. And how often do you use that word with yourself? Gestation. It's a capacity. It's often more recognized in women than in men. Let's just allow that word and that frequency to vibrate in your being. Sometimes we'll use the word incubating. It's about holding something in the womb of your being until it's ready to be birthed. We understand it in like the creative process. If you approach life through a creative lens, very often you know that there's this period of time where an inspiration or an idea needs time for the seed to settle in and to grow and to have the patience to allow that process to follow a natural cycle of growth until birth. Instead of forcing the creative process. I'm sure you've each experienced it in your own areas of interest. Yeah, Mark, in your gardening. Matthew, as you're nurturing the young sports players that you coach. And in your art. So allow yourself to sense that's the space that's needed for gestation. And the spell of impatience, the spell of having to do and create from will. Pressure, external pressure. So it's sort of like when you go on vacation and finally after a week, it might take at least a week to release all those external pressures to finally relax and open up that space, this pure enjoyment and true relaxation of your mind and body and being. So while I've been talking, there's been this restoration going on in the matrix of your being. Usually beyond the level of our awareness. So if we don't prepare ourselves in a way that restores our full consciousness, and this is all preparation for the ceremony, then we won't have the ability to recognize and participate because it's all relational, it's all participation. It's not just one way. In the deeper ceremony. You're all doing a beautiful job of shifting. So what I'd like to do now, is actually take a little break so that you can stretch, go to the bathroom. So do not hang up your phone, do not hang up the Zoom. Keep the Zoom on. And I'm gonna go on mute. It will take 10 minutes. So let's see, I have 8:06. Why don't we say 8:15? So it's 9 minutes. And just get up, stretch, walk around. If you will, like, if you want to stay seated in your deeper space, that's fine too. But you might need some water or some movement, and we'll come back 8:15. It's 8:15 in Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, so take those 9 minutes. See you in a few minutes. Bye bye. But we're all here. Don't hang up.